Speech is the most wonderful of all man's accomplishments, for it is fundamental, the beginning of his spiritual pilgrimage. Without speech, only the most elementary forms of communication would have been possible, and without words in which to express his observations, experiences, and thoughts, his mental evolution and inventive progress would have been slow indeed. But speech is extremely short-lived. Words are mere breath, no sooner heard than gone, and before the invention of writing, their only repository was in the memories of the few who heard them. Today it's different, for speech has conquered space and time. Microphone and radio make audiences of millions, and an astronaut can address the world from the mountains of the moon. Then, owing to the invention of the phonograph, gramophone and tape recorder, our descendants of 1,000 years hence will be able to hear how we speak in the 20th century. But the word phonograph, soundwriter, is misleading, for these instruments do not write, but merely record and reproduce speech and other sounds. It's true that on film and television we can hear the words and see the speaker, but this is only the echo and shadow of these things. Recorded speech isn't writing, a permanent visual representation of the sounds of speech. Without writing, these discoveries and inventions, radio, television and the like, could never have been made, for such ingenuities depend on the deep accumulation of knowledge and ideas permanently recorded in manuscript and on the printed page, so that each successive generation can stand, as it were, on the shoulders of its predecessor and begin where it left off.